Come closer, and I'll teach you one of my better techniques. Something to help you survive in the world. It's the least I can do, as this brat has been telling me.
The feeling of inexplicable attachment to Terrace and curiosity won as Verse shrugged to himself and walked forward towards the gem. Terrace was healthy, and the ghost was harmless enough, so far, if a bit irascible. If the ghost could really teach him something, perhaps that was why he'd ended up at this shrine? Perhaps it was a gift left for him by the river, sending him here at this time and place. He walked forward, and at the ghost's urging, he set his hands on the spirit gem at the center of the shrine. The blue fire lapped around his body. The blue fire was cold, but it didn't burn him. And a moment later, he could feel the ghost's voice echoing in his mind, stronger than before.
You have a strange energy. Let me see what your soul is like, and then I can decide what to teach you.
The ghost's voice was a hypnotic hum, and the ghostly blue energy flowed over Versus' hands as he held them to the gem. He could feel the ghostly chi brushing across his body as well, swirling around his limbs. And he felt the cold blue fire filtering through his meridians. It continued for a while, the fire seeming to intensify as he held his hands there, and finally he started to become impatient.
Just a moment longer,
the ghost whispered, trying to sound reassuring. His voice was a little less like an irritable grandfather now.
Almost done.
Something else had started to take the place of the ghost's former welcome, a tinge of hunger tainting the ghost's tone. Versus' reaction was a bit delayed, perhaps because he was so distracted by all the new experiences in this world, but a strong sense of danger brushed against his mind.
Just hold still now,
the ghost whispered to him again, his voice changing to a mix of condescension and greed as it became clear that he definitely wasn't planning to teach Versa technique. He'd been naive to think it would be so easy.
Idiot,
he cursed at himself. Just follow the strange boy down into the shrine. Just ask the ghost for a technique. Just trust that the rude old grandfather was innocent. The river of fate had clearly scrambled his brain. When had his life ever been that easy? The ghost's voice whispered across his mind again, carrying a strange sense of power with it that made his mind feel slow.
You know, I was almost going to let you go, and even teach you a technique, since I am actually grateful you saved this worthless descendant of mine, but your energy is just bursting with life, and I really can't pass up such an opportunity when you've delivered yourself right into my hands. You'll advance my restoration by at least a decade.
The ghost's blue energy started to burn deeper into Versus' meridians, bringing a sense of pain that caused his hands to spasm, and he tried to jerk them away from the stone. His hands didn't move. It was like they were paralyzed.
Don't worry,
the ghost said, cheerfully now, as if he were pleased with himself.
It'll all be over in a moment. You're not very strong, but you have such an interesting energy, and I can sense powerful echoes from your soul. Devouring you will definitely help me reform my body. I just need to go a bit deeper to see what my descendant has brought me. And then it will all be over. You won't feel a thing. Do you know he doesn't even know how faithful he's been these last few years, constantly luring cultivators here with those innocent eyes of his?